Hello and welcome back to Bases Loaded. This week we'll be doing more NBA playoff reactions and then some MLB first month into the season recap, as well as that's probably gonna be the majority episode. Last week more of a big week episode with the NFL draft taking place, especially round one. I didn't really pay attention, a little bit to rounds 2 through 7. Because it's kind of the big name players are usually taken in round one. So after that, it's kind of I don't really know who these players are. And it's a lot of times the teams are mostly trying to just find talent and a late round steal. And, maybe trading up to get some players or trading back so you can get some more trade capital for next year or even the 2025 drafts. And, round two, you kind of have some, Will Lewis, who is one of the top, quarterbacks in the draft, was finally drafted, as well as a top tight end and then a top corner. So you can still, find some examples of, top draft prospects being drafted in, rounds 2 and 3. But it's mostly, round one that you're doing, your big names, and then after that, you're trying to find people that you think maybe can have some potential. So they won't start for a year or two, but they can play and kind of learn and do stuff like that. So, we're into the conference semifinals for the NBA playoffs. Some of the games were. We're two games in to the series, and then others, we have one game in. That's the Lakers and Golden State Warriors, which they play game 2 tonight in, Golden State hosts is the home team with LA winning game 1. A little surprising because Golden State's played a lot better at home this season. So, they might come out a little... I expect them probably to come out a little bit, more amped up and ready to, take this series back to L.A. at least tied. Because obviously, as a home team, you want to go up 2-0. Which is what the Denver Nuggets did over Phoenix. But if you can at least... If you can't win both, you want to at least win one. And then if you're the road team, you want to win... at least one as well to try and steal home court and take it back to your, home arena, home field with at least one win in the bag. So we'll see, how that goes tonight. And then we had the rest. We'll try and be games. We got games 3 tomorrow of Boston and Philly, and then as well as game 3 of Denver and Phoenix, who Phoenix needs to show up. Pretty much a must-win game for them. Denver with Milwaukee out is probably definitely the clear favorite in that conference, if not overall. We'll see if Phoenix can respond. But I guess Chris Paul injured himself, or not injured himself, but he got injured on... in game 2, which was, might have been either Monday or something, these NBA playoffs is always, interesting schedule-wise. Just sometimes they'll have, a game, and then, 2 days later will be the next game, and then sometimes it's, 2 days off between games, so you kind of have to, check the scheduling and stuff like that to see exactly when the next game is, because it's kind of hard to remember. Because, football... you have it Saturdays and Sundays, and then you have championship Sunday, conference, and then 2 weeks later is the Super Bowl. So you can kind of keep track of that. In baseball, they'll play 2 days in a row, at least for the division rounds, and then they'll go 2 games home, and then they'll go away for 2 games, and then they come back for 1 game, game 5 if necessary, team with the high home field advantage for that series. But then they do a they do a wild card round now, or they expanded the wild card, so, like, you know, there's three, it's best 2 out of 3 for that wild card, so, and then the home team, or the better team with the higher record, or better record, you know, higher seeding, all that stuff, they host all 3 games, I believe it is, and then, you know, once you get to the national, the championship series, and then the World Series, it's, like, you know, 2 games, then they travel, and then it's 3 games at that place, and then they go back to 2. But, like, you know, there's always at least 1 day off, so it's easy to keep track. But, you know, the NBA is kind of weird in doing their playoff scheduling, and I don't know what hockey does. They might have, like, you know, a day between everyone, or they might not. I don't follow hockey a whole lot, so I don't really know. But it's probably something like that, maybe for the NBA, or maybe even, you know, because, I mean, that would make sense if they had, like, 2 days between games, because, like, it's more of a physically demanding sport than basketball. So, you know, like, recovery and stuff like that would make sense, but, you know, you also want to, like, get the games, you know, played and going. Just, like, NBA and NHL playoffs take, like, 2 months. Because we got the NBA Finals, Game 1 starts, it's June 1st. Which is around the time, I think it's usually, like, it's always around that first kind of week of June, usually, that starts. It started later, it was in, like, July, and, you know, 2 seasons ago, because, like, they started the season later, because of, like, you know, the early previous season before that was, like, the bubble season, so, like, they didn't finish until, like, September with the finals, and then, like, you know, they started the season back up and stuff like that, so it started a little bit later. So, you know, that's just kind of how it works with scheduling and, you know, with the world at the moment. That's just kind of what had to happen. So, and then the other game three, Boston, Philadelphia, that's tied at 1 game apiece. I didn't watch... Yeah, game 2 was last night. I didn't watch it because it was Wednesday, so I have, like, a trivia I go to with people, and, like, you know, it's Wednesdays. So I didn't watch it. And, like, I did come back because it started at, like, 7 o'clock, which is when trivia starts. But by the time I got back, there was, like, it was, like, a minute, maybe 2 minutes left of the game, and Boston had a pretty good lead in that the game was already in the bag, so it was not much to watch, but, you know, kind of disappointing for, like, the Philadelphia 76ers, because you took game 1 in such a fashion. You had Joel Embiid, who was announced as the 2022-23 NBA MVP, and so they get him back after missing game 1 the injury, and then to lose by, like, almost 40. That's 34 points, yeah. Not the best sign going forward, but, like, you know, you get him back. And now, you know, you're at home for these Nets too. So, you know, you're at least, like, in your own home, or, you know, you have to sleep in your own bed, practice in your own gym, all that stuff. It's supposed to be on the road. So, you know, that's, you know, definitely a series to watch. And then, you know, we also have, the Knicks and Heat. Their game 3 is on Saturday. They're tied at 1 game apiece. That's also kind of interesting. Like, we have, like, these two, like, you know, kind of must-watch series. Well, hopefully, you know, Denver and Phoenix, Phoenix can win. We can get this back to, like, you know, more of a competitive series to watch, because, like, that was, you know, one that I was really looking forward to a lot, as, like, a lot of people probably were, because, you know, you had two pretty stacked teams meeting the second round. You know, one is gonna, you know, move on, and one's championship aspirations are gonna be over early on in the playoffs still. And then, like, because, yeah, like, and the same with, like, Boston 76ers, like, those are, like, probably the must watch ones that people have, we're looking forward to. And then, like, the other two are, like, you know, very interesting, like, you know, a lot of the teams that, you know, some people picked to win that first round, and maybe a lot of people didn't really think would happen, with, you know, New York and Miami and then Golden State and then LA. But, you know, it'll be interesting to, like, I mean, they're all, like, capable teams, but, like, you know, those four, you know, of Boston, Philly, Denver, and Phoenix are, like, the top. So we'll kind of see what happens. Because, like, you know, if Denver goes up 3-0, it's probably all but over for Phoenix. You know, with Chris Paul injured. It was a groin injury. I don't know if he's going to be playing tonight. It says his stats for the Nets, two games in doubt. So that might do it for Phoenix. We'll see. I mean, maybe if, you know, if they didn't tie it back at home, you know, that would give chance for Paul to at least come back for game five. And, like, and then, you know, you have a tie, and then you can try and, then it becomes, you know, best 2 out of 3 type of situation. So if you can get to there, then you have a chance. But, I mean, that's, like, a major injury right there. But, you know, we'll see. Like, any, like, it's just, you know, if anyone had these, other than, like, those four, you know, like, title contenders, I don't know how many people had, you know, those other four teams as winning. I mean, because, like, I think, like, you know, the Warriors and Lakers probably had the better chance, you know, of beating the higher seed. And then, you know, New York, I mean, that was a toss-up because it was a four versus five seed matchup, which are always kind of hard. It's like with March Madness and, like, you know, the 7-10s matchup and then the 8-9 in each region, like, you can really kind of flip a coin and, like, you know, you can or decide other ways and, like, you know, it, you wouldn't be that far off for picking, like, you know, the lower seed in either. And then, you know, Miami beating Milwaukee, I mean, you know, that was just more of a probably a better or worse matchup for Milwaukee. Because, I mean, if Miami loses to Chicago in that, you know, last play-in game, Milwaukee's in the second round. Even if Giannis, you know, the same thing happened with, like, you know, Giannis injures in game one type of thing, I think, you know, they still probably win that series then. Because, like, Miami's, you know, more competitive team, you know. And, like, it's hard to, like, not, and with an Eric Spoelstra type team that, you know, he's the coach of Miami, you know, you're never in doubt of, you know, you have a chance. You know, same with, like, the Spurs, you know, with Greg Popovich, and you got the Warriors with Steve Kerr, like, just, you know, a coach, having a great coach who has, like, you know, a lot of experience in, like, the playoffs and making runs like that, you know, gives you an upper hand for sure. And, you know, so I just have to see, because, like, that was, again, like, you know, Knicks go win game one and then Miami wins back, and then, so maybe, you know, who knows what will happen in game three. And, like, you know, if Golden State wins tonight, then, you know, we'll have two game threes on Saturday as well. So, like, it's endless possibilities. And, you know, you never know what happens. And, you know, with sports, like, you can do a lot of analyzing and, you know, predictions and posting, or, like, pregame and all this stuff of, like, you know, researching and be like, oh, this team does this well and all this stuff. And, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen, like, when, you know, the game starts and all that stuff. Same with, like, you know, March Madness. You just don't know. You have all these teams you don't know of can go on a little run, you know, go to the Sweet 16 type of thing. You know, I play fantasy football, and, you know, you just don't know. Like, you draft all these players, and you think you have a good team, but then, like, you know, they get injured or they have a down year, and then, you know, someone on your league has player two that just comes out of nowhere and goes on a run, and then, you know, you're out. Like, I won my third year doing it, and then last year, I made the playoffs again, and then I lost, like, the first two games, and then, you know, I won the last game, so I got, like, you know, sixth or whatever it was. Sixth or seventh, I think. So, you know, and then, like, my brother, like, he made the playoffs, and then, like, his team just went on an absolute tear in the playoffs, and, you know, he wound up winning, so you never know, you know, what could happen, like, regardless, like, of how much, like, I watched, like, a lot of sports, and, like, you know, I have an idea of, like, maybe what will happen, and then, you know, you watch it, and then you're just like, oh, that's not what I thought would happen at all. Like, that was very surprising. They got me there. I didn't expect to see that. So, like, you know, we'll entirely see what exactly happens and stuff like that. And, you know, like, I want, like, a good series. I want, like, all of them to go, like, at least six or seven games. But you just don't know. And, you know, especially with this Denver Phoenix, like I said earlier, if Denver wins, it's probably over. Till they'll be, you know, a 3-0 series lead for Denver. And, you know, all Denver has to do is win one. But, you know, I don't think any team has come back from three games down to win a series in the NBA. I know it's been done in, you know, baseball with the 04 Boston Red Sox, you know, coming back 3-0 to beat their arch rival New York Yankees. So it has been done in baseball. And, like, but basketball, I'm pretty sure that hasn't happened. I don't know about hockey, and then, you know, or football, it's, you know, a best of one winner go home playoff situation. So obviously it's not happened there. But, you know, all we can do is really just watch and, you know, analyze it and see what can happen. But, you know, things change. And so it's like, we just don't know. Just like, I mean, if I do my show again next Thursday, like, you know, it would be, we would have a game six of Denver and Phoenix, and then Boston and Philadelphia would be next Thursday if, you know, if necessary. And then, you know, in the state would be the game five of the other ones. So, like, it's possible. Will it, though? We don't know. So, you know, we'll just have to, like, you know, wait and see. And, like, you know, you want them to be good, but you just don't know. So, switching gears now to Major League Baseball. We are, I think, you know, last week, I think as of last week, you know, we were a month into the season, but, you know, with the NFL draft happening, I wanted to, like, cover that first, kind of go into that, and, you know, reactions and stuff like that, because that was kind of the big sports news of the week. We're now, you know, we're kind of, you know, we're past that, you know, now for the NFL, it's like, you know, signing those draft picks and, you know, signing any undrafted, you know, free agents that you can do, and, like, you know, filling out the rest of your team, signing any free agents you might be interested in, you know, for the position you didn't get in the draft and stuff like that, and, you know, you're going from there. And then, you know, as we get into, like, you know, July and August, you know, the preseason, like, workouts and stuff like that will happen, and then, you know, it's September and the season starts. So that's kind of where I was last week. So we didn't really cover a whole lot in terms of, like, baseball. But now, you know, we're a month in of six. I think it's about 6 months for a season. Just, yeah, April, May, June, July, August, September. Yeah, 6 months. 6 months and, like, maybe, like, 2 weeks, because, like, the past couple years, they've started, like, the first couple days of, if not the first week of, like, or the last week of March, and then, like, they'll go into, like, the first week of October, so, you know, you have about the 6 months plus, like, the 2 weeks-ish, you know, maybe a week to 2 weeks, you know, added onto the 6 months. But, you know, we've kind of had, I watched, like, probably, you know, the first game from this season in a while on Sunday. It was Sunday Night Baseball, and it was, the, if I remember, Philadelphia Phillies and Houston Astros in Houston. And I watched, I think I watched like pretty much all of it. I kind of had it in the background as I was like doing, making dinner and stuff like that. Which, you know, I didn't watch as much of it as I wanted because I actually burnt my thumb and some other fingers on my stovetop because I thought it was off, but it wasn't. So I kind of was focusing on that more so like the game, but like, you know, after I had that taken care of and, you know, finished, you know, and was eating dinner and stuff like that, that I was able to like watch and go from there and watch, you know, finally some baseball, because like I'm mostly watching like, you know, basketball and stuff like that, because that's been like the main thing. And like I said, like I don't have, you know, the main source of like TV provider that I did last year to watch, you know, more baseball games, so I just kind of have to watch like on like, you know, whatever's nationally televised type of thing. So so it's like Sunday night baseball. They used to do like a Monday night and Wednesday night, and then, you know, but like I don't know if maybe it's because of like the NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs that maybe they're not doing that right away. So then once those are done, they will. But like I don't know, it might be like some behind the scenes, you know, like TV deals and all that stuff that I don't fully know of as of now, or like, you know, looked into, so I don't really know. But like I'll try and watch anything that's nationally televised, even if it's like a team I don't, or like, you know, teams I'm not like too like you know, fond of them, just be like, okay, it's baseball, I'll watch it. Like that's kind of thing I'll watch like anything of regardless. And like I do the same thing for like football and basketball, but like I mean more so for like the pros. When it's like college basketball, football, I pretty much just watch the Badgers. And then, you know, but then like once it gets like, you know, your March Madness, like, you know, the conference tournaments before that, and then March Madness, I'll watch like pretty much anything. Like, you know, like I was watching like four games at a time because of like, you know, my YouTube TV, I was able to like, you know, watch four games. So like, I mean, it would be four games, but like at most there'd be like three games on, because then like one would be in like, you know, a halftime, you know, programming, or it'd be like, you know, a pregame or postgame thing. So like, you know, there's more so like three games on at the time, but like, and then for like a little bit I'd have four games on. But you know, yeah, I try and watch like pretty much any baseball I can. I don't really watch a lot. I don't really watch college baseball, just because Wisconsin does not have a team. We have a softball team, but they don't have a Badgers baseball team, which I'm sad about, because I really want them to have a baseball team. And I hope at some point they do, but I just don't know. Like I think we're the only Big Ten team that doesn't have a baseball team, I believe. I don't know, maybe like, you know, because I want to say like maybe like Rutgers or Maryland doesn't have a team, but they might. I don't know. It's just sad because I love baseball. I want a Badgers baseball team, but we just don't have one right now. And, you know, I want them to be, but I just don't. Just not one as of now. So, I mean, baseball, you know, we have pretty much, it's the same type of thing. We got, like, you know, the Tampa Bay Rays are just continuing to dominate the American League, you know. 25-6, like, you know, they started, like, you know, undefeated, like, I think it was 13-0, and, you know, they were at, like, two losses. So they've lost, you know, more, I think, more teams recently than they did, like, you know, to even start with. So, I mean, like, the Rays, you know, they're always a pretty solid team. Like, they're never get like a really big name free agent, but like, you know, they're able to like to draft well, develop their players. They're like, you know, because they're not like, again, like, you know, like Oakland and some other, like Kansas City, like they don't have the biggest payroll to work with, so they kind of have to make do with what they got. But you know, they're able to like, you know, sign, you know, re-sign players and stuff like that. So the fact that, like, you know, they're 25-6 at this point, you know, 4.5-game lead over Baltimore. Like, even, like, that whole American League East is just, because, I mean, the Yankees are 8.5 bad, but, like, they're still capable of like going out to have a late run, and you know, like we're still a month in, so like, you know, we got 5 to go, and you know, you're able to, if you can get on a run, you can get some, like, you know, maybe players at the trade deadline you can work your way through and stuff like that, and kind of push yourself for that last two months or so and try and make the playoffs. And I mean, Boston 7.5, they'll probably fall down. I see New York coming up, and then, like, because that's pretty much a 4-team race. If, I mean, Baltimore's in it, like, we'll see, because Baltimore, like, you know, they've been rebuilding now. This is kind of like, you know, some players at the Jeff have, like, come up. They've signed some people, free agents, so, like, now it's kind of like, see what they can do and if they can compete type of thing with, you know, the big teams in the division, like, in the lead. And then, like, you know, obviously the Central, Minnesota has a 3-game lead over Cleveland. And then, you know, that's probably those two for the division, unless the White Sox can catch up. Because, I mean, Kansas City's 9 games back. They're 8-23. That'll pretty much stay the same throughout the season. You know, Kansas City's kind of, at least, you know, they got the Chiefs and stuff like that, so they can at least wait till September for football season kind of starts, kind of team. And then the AL West, that's another like 4-team division. Like, you know, Texas has a 1.5-game lead. You know, they've been very busy these past couple off seasons and signing, you know, players. Like, this past offseason, they signed a bunch of pitchers, and then the one before that, they signed, like, you know, some big-name position player free agents and stuff like that. So they're kind of in there now. And, you know, Los Angeles, the Angels are kind of have to compete, or it seems like Shohei Ohtani is, you know, wants to be traded. So, you know, for their sake, they're going to need to be competitive. They want to keep, like, you know, arguably the best player in baseball at the moment. Then, you know, nationally, again, like Pittsburgh, for some reason, they don't have the best record in the National League anymore. They're close. I mean, Atlanta has the best record. They have a winning percentage of 677, and then Pittsburgh has a winning percentage of 645. So, like, you know, they're in there. Let's see. They played the both the same amount of games. It's just, you know, Pittsburgh has one more loss and Atlanta has one more win, type of thing. So definitely close. You know, that the East, you know, is probably gonna be 3 teams. I mean, they're all. I mean, like, you know, Philly's 6.5, but, like, they can go on a run type of thing. Miami, I don't know if they'll stay at second place, or tied for second, I should say right now. I mean, they got, like, good pitching, but, like, I don't really know, like, who's, like, I mean, Jazz Chisholm, but, like, I don't really know who's, like, their main offensive thing. They have Jorge Soler, too, but, like, you know, it's kind of like, it's just kind of those two. I don't really know who else they got. I mean, pitching-wise, they have, like, a lot of, like, their top pitching prospects have been called up these past couple of the years and stuff like that. So that's kind of where, you know, a lot of that is. But, like, you know, you can pitch as well as you want, but, like, you have to be able to put up some runs and stuff like that to, like, otherwise, you know, it doesn't matter. Otherwise, you know, your starting pitcher is doing 7-8 innings, even 9 innings for nothing. Yeah, I can see them falling off. New York, Philly coming up, you know, maybe contending with Atlanta. Make things a little bit more interesting in that division. You know, Pittsburgh, again, there's no way they can see at the top, but, like, you know, every kind of week you kind of, like, look, and they're still doing pretty well. They're still, like, you know, on top of the division. They're still, you know, hanging in there, so it's like, they're not, they haven't, it's been a month, you know, or a little more than a month in the season now, and, you know, they haven't gone away so far. So, you know, it's a possibility, which would be a surprise because, you know, people, including myself, having that division is like Milwaukee and St. Louis and then like Chicago, like, has like a third. Like, if Pittsburgh wins that division, like, whoa, you know, that's kind of a lot because, like, you know, Milwaukee and St. Louis are pretty, I mean, even, and then the Cubs, too, they're all pretty active offseason-wise, you know. So, like, if Pittsburgh comes out of there, just, like, they were, like, you know, not, I think they have, like, a top five pick in the draft this year. So, like, that was definitely, like, you know, a surprise. So, we'll see what happens. Just, like, I mean, and then, like, just, like, Cincinnati should be in the bottom. But, like, St. Louis is the bottom. 10 and 21, 10 games back. Like, they can go on a run, but, like, because they have the team, too. Like, they won the division last year, so, like, they can do it. It's just a matter of, like, you know, putting pieces together and, like, you know, it's not too late. I mean, you know, there's a month in and stuff, but, like, there's plenty of time. And the NL West is always, you know, it's always pretty, I mean, it's always been, like, you know, pretty top-heavy for, like, you know, the past 10 years where, like, the Dodgers would always win the division. Like, you pretty much just knew it was going to happen. Like, you know, marked down. I guess if you were a betting person, you could put some money on it that they would win. But, I mean, it's a pretty safe bet that they would win the division. But now, you know, San Diego has been very active out in the offseason and, like, you know, and trade deadline, you know, last year. So, like, it's not exactly a given that they'll win the division. They have a 1.5-game lead over Arizona, which, again, I don't see that. I don't see Arizona staying, you know, in the race that long. I mean, it's probably going to be, the, you know, L.A. and San Diego. I wish I could have watched, like, you know, more baseball so I can at least talk a little bit more. But, you know, it's kind of hard to when you're limited in what games you can watch and stuff like that. So, like, you know, there's some of these teams, like, I don't know, I haven't watched them play, so it's like, I don't know, you know, if their record is as good or is as bad as it seems, like, you know, because, you know, some of these, you know, maybe you're 500, but, like, you've played a lot better than your record shows, or, like, you know, you're, like, you know, the best record in baseball, but maybe, you know, some of them, you got a little lucky and you shouldn't have won, but you did win type of thing, so I want to try and watch, but I don't, I just don't remember, but, like, trying to be like, okay, who's playing, and try and see if I can, there's a game on that I can watch and just, you know, watch it. Regardless of who plays, I, you know, couldn't care less who plays, just, you know, watch the game type of thing. So, but, like, yeah, pretty much LA, San Diego, because, like, Arizona should fall back. San Francisco's 5 games back. They should fall back. Colorado, you know, been playing better as of lately, but, like, they are, again, probably in the bottom, so it's going to be a Dodgers and Padres type of thing. I think the Padres will win the division. You know, it's just, you know, they're 2 games back. They just kind of put the team together now. You know, they have Tatis back after being suspended for, like, so-and-so amount of time, whatever it was. He was injured last year, and then he got suspended towards the end of the season, so, like, you know, all that stuff. So, that's, again, we'll look into that next week more, you know, another week of baseball action, see what happens and all that stuff. So, that is it for this week's episode of Bases Loaded. And at the day of recording, it's May 4th, so it's Star Wars Day, so May the 4th be with you, and I'll see you next time.